That's now. I has a sweet potato by Literabacter, the fourth fine. You know, a lot of times I write out random posts and then don't post them. But Best Beloved just called me, and I could not really explain why I was inarticulate about sweet potatoes, so I said I'd just go ahead and post this. That way, she can read it at work and just know just what kind of day it has been. Short version, for those who do not feel like reading the whole post. Fucking sweet potatoes! The longer version, summarised in conversation form.
I am starving.
Actually, no, you aren't starving. You get two very good meals a day, and treats, and Best Beloved fed you extra food while I was gone.
Starving!
I saw you get fed not 4 hours ago. You are not starving.
Pity me, a sad, tragic creature, for I can barely walk. I am starving. Whoa.
I am now ignoring you.
Starving. Did you hear me? I am starving. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine.
There is a pause during which a dog exits the room in an appointed manner. From the kitchen there comes a noise like someone is eating a baseball bat.
What the hell are you doing?
Me makes haste for the kitchen and finds dog there.
Dog picks up entire raw sweet potato, which is what was causing the baseball bat noise, and flees for the bedroom.
Me chases dog, retrieves most of sweet potato, less the portion which has disappeared into dog's gullet.
See? Starving!
That can't be good for you. It's a raw sweet potato.
I had to do it. I haven't been fed. Ever!
You realise you aren't normal. Normal dogs don't steal raw sweet potatoes.
I was badly brought up.
Yes. Yes, you were.
By people who starved me.
Oh no, I am not doing this again.
Me exits the room bearing sweet potato.
There is a pause. There is a noise like someone is trying to eat a baseball bat very, very quietly.
Dylan to me is a great goal.
Friends, this is better than I could ever imagine.
Okay.
Get it together, people.
Okay, channeling irritated. Oh, for the love of God!
Me heads off to the kitchen.
I am not eating a raw sweet potato.
You have sweet potato parts all over your snout.
But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark?
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you, I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Me searching around fruitlessly.
Look, no more sweet potatoes! Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here.
Goes to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people cannot be trusted.
Dog attempts to look thwarted. Dog does not succeed, because her tail is wagging so hard small cyclones are forming in the kitchen.
Me has a very bad feeling about this.
There is a pause, during which I do not even bother trying to return to what I was doing. I just stand in the computer room, waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat-eating noise.
Me stomping back to the kitchen.
Okay, give me the damn sweet potato.
What sweet... No,
yeah. Dog, looking up guiltily.
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I just, found it? Lying here?
Me confiscates the sweet potato and deposits it in the locking trash can.
Let us say no more about this.
No! They be stealing my sweet potato!
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar.
Me bonking head on desk. Me arriving in kitchen.
How did you even get another sweet potato?
Dog, smugly.
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
Me shuts dog in bedroom, conducts a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes, wipes up random sweet potato particles from floor, eradicates all traces of sweet potato from house. Me lets dog out.
Dog, sulkily.
So you think you've won.
I watch her go about her business with the same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when their meat counts in Mr. Scrimblack for the first time. Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise, as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat.
I will begin in a second.
Okay, we actually have a line.
What?
Says something garbled because her mouth is full.
That's actually all me. Or is it? Says something garbled. Actually, all
we can
me.
Try it both ways.
You can
mumble in the background.
You can mumble in the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quietly.
Me, wearily.
What now?
Dog, hunched over the remains of a butternut squash, says something garbled because her mouth is full.
Okay. Fine.
Me, stomps over, empties entire vegetable bowl into trash.
We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There, are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry, and you went to a funeral without me.
A half hour later, there's another baseball bat eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to wing gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift.
Me. Hauling chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog, very reluctant to part with them.
You're the... Oh God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be easier to feed me?
Everyone, go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel, not so good.
Dog throws up. Vomit is very bright orange.
Unfortunate details in tune. Sometime later.
Me attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. Wait, how are we? Me attempting to rescue something from the wreckage.
So, what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy!
Oh, do you want to do the intro to this?
I can do that, yeah, for sure. Other dog looking thoughtful.
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need...
I
probably.
Okay. We can do this like adults. I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and anyone else who made it through that, is what kind of day it has been. Fucking sweet potatoes. Ugh!
Yeah, okay.
We are still recording, so we're good.
Okay. I has a sweet potato. Read by Freckle Bombfick.
Say who as who you are, maybe.
Oh! Freckle Bombfick as...
The narrator?
Well, no, because...
Okay. As the fourth wine.
Freckle Bombfick as Litera Abacta.
Sylvain as Litera Abacta's actions, stage directions.
Fleur Shah as... The chant? Oh, what should I say?
The chorus?
The litany of reality.
Whoa. Yes. Oh, that was very awesome, yes. Flourisha as the litany of reality.
The casual cheesecake as the Greek chorus.
Arioch as the Greek chorus.
Gondolin as the Greek chorus.
Vesh as other dog.
Akuna 01 as the doggy noises of woe.
Katie Hart as the doggy noises. Wasn't it the doggy chorus?
Doggy noises of woe.
Okay. Katie Hart as the doggy noises of woe.
Potfig Lover as the dog. And Momo as dog stage directions.
Thank you so much for listening. I can't believe how well that went, you guys. That was so good.
I cannot believe
that was an amazing punchline at the end.
The lobotomy. Nobody read it so far.
I mean, I had seen that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that everyone else was just.
I hadn't realized that no one else had seen that.
same. Oh,
my gosh.
I'm sure you read it, but, like, not in the context
That was incredible, guys. That was so incredible. I can't believe how well that went. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for picking it up. Thank you.
Basically, this thing has the I haven't been fed ever has been a line in my girlfriend's household for years. I have adopted it inevitably, so that's how that came about.
Amazing.
Well, now it's been brought to life.
Yes.
Amazing dog lines, by the way. You guys doing the deadpan stage directions, just like dog noises. Everything about this.
I like Katie Hart's commitment to she doing the dog vomiting scene.
Oh my god, that one couldn't just go. That was comedy.
That was real physical comedy.
Also, the little vocal barks.
Definitely.
Yes.
Amazing vines.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to hearing that.
Yes.
Me too. Also, the dog was very good.
Starving.
Yes, also starving. Sensible and rational. What do you expect? This is how dogs look at you.
You haven't fed me.
What did you expect?
You went to a funeral without me.
Yeah. The only thing that would make this better if it is a corgi.
Being a corgi on the cover.
I'm pretty sure.
Because the fourth mine always has pit bulls. Oh. And they are fucking cute as hell. But it was almost certainly a pit bull.
Do you think we can ask her for a...
Oh, shit! We totally can! The original dog!
Yeah.
The actual dog!
The real
dog! Can we ask her for a picture of her
dog or a sweet potato?
Okay, I have this idea for the cover, like you have the dog and then there's like a thought bubble and there's a sweet potato.
Okay,
and a baseball bat, maybe?
You
could incorporate it subtly somewhere in the
cover. Yeah, like in the background.
Or I think like if you had a title and then underlined it with like the graphic of the baseball bat, that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, something like that.
Like pretty like
like an Easter egg for if you know the story.
Yeah.
That's my kind of cover up.
It's hilarious.
Amazing.
Alright, guys. Fantastic work, you guys. Fantastic creative collaboration. So
everybody
give us
a pat on the back.
Great teamwork, great teamwork. Alright, solid.
I'm gonna turn the recording off now.
Yeah.
Alex, he's tied on.
We're gonna turn the recording off and.